Hi there, and welcome to the Frenetta Tate Show. I am Coach Free, an internationally certified women's empowerment coach and entrepreneur coach. I am a powerful creator with mad skills and a dynamically dope mind in relationships, career, business, fashion, and technology. Welcome to my podcast. This podcast is designed to help you master your mindset, raise your awareness, and empower you to take positive action in your life. I will share life tips and strategies to help you live courageously and consciously. I am sharing what I know and believe. So from a short monologue to a long how-to, I hope you get what you need for a better living experience. Now let's get the party started. Don't jump. I am no stranger to trouble, to difficulty, worry, concern, anxiety, stress, frustration. When I was 17, that trouble, that disturbance, and that unsettled and discontent feeling led me to attempt suicide. You see, I hated myself. I didn't think I was pretty enough, tall enough, smart enough, or popular enough. I lacked healthy self-esteem, confidence, and I was fearful of just living life. I thought strongly that the world would be fine without me. I felt strongly that I did not matter. My thoughts of fear overwhelmed me to the point of manifesting a situation to leave this earth. The day that I chose to take my life, my mom saved my life. She saved my life through her words of encouragement and empowerment from mother to child, from mature woman to young lady who had much to offer the world but did not know it yet. 15 plus years ago, I found myself troubled again in a hotel room in Chicago while on a business trip. I was alone and extremely depressed. My mom was not there, but someone else was. I heard voices. Why don't you just jump out the window? No one would miss you. You won't leave much behind. It is just you anyway. Just jump. I listened. I was amazed and glad that the window could open. I grabbed the side of that window. I put my left foot up on the ledge. And as I began to lift my right foot, I heard an audible voice say to me, "Don't jump. You have a purpose." I fell backwards at the sound of that voice. Startled, I looked around the room, but there was no one there. I felt a tremendous peace in that room and in my heart. I believe God sent angels to that room that day to save my life. I remembered the words, "Don't jump, you have a purpose." I needed to know why he didn't want me to jump. And I began to seek my purpose. Those words became the chant of my life. I have a purpose. My life began to unfold. You see, our lives are beautiful puzzles, but everything eventually fits. I can throw a puzzle up in the air, and although the pieces are all over the place, they still have their place. They will still connect to each other. This is how life is, but we don't get the whole puzzle at one time. We get pieces as we live day by day. Keep living. As you live, you will have times where you want to give up, let go, run away, give in, walk away, throw in the towel, not move forward, not set goals, not get better, not grow, not go a step further, not give your best. So you want to settle, you want to resolve, recant, or turn back. Maybe you have had some setbacks and disappointments. Maybe today you're depressed and uncomfortable. You're unsettled. You're uneasy. You feel diseased within yourself. And otherwise, you're just not with it at all. You might be going through the motions, not in tune, don't care, and feel unwilling. I know how it feels. I know the feeling of hopelessness, but I stop by to tell you, don't jump. I am asking you to refuse to die with a life unlived. You see, I am a survivor with an internal determination to live and be all that I was created to be. I believe you can be just as determined. This internal determination is now the fuel, the driver, the push that brings me here to speak to you today. I ask you, what drives you? You see, I am glad I did not jump. As my life began to change and I reflected on my life story, I realized that I would not be just committing suicide of just my physical body, but taking that jump would have taken my dreams, ideas, talents, skills, and abilities. I would deprive others of the blessing that is within me and the light that I came to earth to shine. This is why I desire for you to know your unique purpose. Know that you are not like everyone else. Know that your abilities, talents, skills, gifts, dreams, and ideas are in you to serve a greater purpose than yourself. Oh, what I need you to know today is no matter what circumstances you were born into, you came from your mother's womb for a special reason. To touch this world in a very specific way. You have your own unique advantage. Do you want to know what it is? There is nobody on this entire earth of 7+ billion people who's like you. That is how awesome you are. Today is your day to decide. Today is your day to decide. The ultimate goal is that you leave with a greater sense of who you are, that you have great value and worth, and that you are needed in this world. That's what I want you to get out of this podcast today. You see, there is someone, maybe a person sitting right next to you or someone thousands of miles away who is in need. They are waiting for you to rise up in your talents, rise up in your gifts, rise up in your personal power as beautiful light you have brought to this world. And I implore you today, for the sake of those who are waiting for you, please don't jump. This has been an episode of the Frenetta Tate Show. Tune in regularly to get strategies to help you navigate through life, business, career, and relationships. If you've enjoyed the content, I invite you to join, support, and share the show. Thank you. This podcast is powered by Frenetta Tate International. May the good you do last longer than you. See you next time. Shine on.